Cincinnati and Hamilton County public officials are trying to attract new development while maintaining existing businesses, while housing advocates and tenants demand officials don't push them aside. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield.
Wrap your peace fingers.
The wind is sharp while a yoga class does downward dog in Washington Park. The people working out are mostly white. Even if long-term black residents can stay in their neighborhood, yoga classes like this one can create cultural and symbolic displacement. Elena Johns Wolf is a sociologist at the University of Cincinnati.
So it's a way of saying that we're not catering to you, we're actually catering to these new residents, and this business isn't here for you, it's here for them.
Over the decade, the West End, Over the Rhine, and Pendleton saw a 50% increase in white population. Xavier's Community Building Institute says OTR lost 3,000 affordable housing units between 2002 and 2015. Johns Wolf says, for better or worse, OTR is the local poster child of what new development can do to a community.
What happened in the Over the Rhine beforehand was that city residents had basically disinvested in that neighborhood and had deliberately chosen not to invest in neighborhoods.
Now OTR and the West End dominate conversations about displacement, but it's happening in many neighborhoods. CBI's housing study says the risk of displacement increases as homeowners and landlords struggle to get their hands on cash to maintain affordable properties. Rachel Thompson grew up in Madisonville and lived on East Lodge Street. She recalls black families in the neighborhood.
Miss Kay lived there with her family. Mr. Russell lived there. You know, so this is where you came when you wanted home ownership and it wasn't like overly priced.
Life took Thompson and her family elsewhere, but she kept a lesson she learned in Madisonville about being self-sufficient. After a couple of years, she returned to her old neighborhood to raise her daughter. Her rent was $650. Over 4 years, it crept up with promises of ceiling fans, hardwood floors, and a bike ramp, but she never saw it. 1 month, she was a couple of days late on her rent, and she was forced to choose between moving out or waiting for the eviction process.
And it feels like we'll always be 500 feet behind.
For her, making ends meet is more important than developing relationships in a new community. UC psychologist Maria Espinola says being forced to move can shift someone's sense of security.
There's a sense of loss that sometimes is connected with losing your sense of control and your ability to predict the future.
Former UC historian Fritz Casey Leininger says the West End was the first stop for migrants because of its cheap housing.
Basically, landlords decided that the only place blacks would be allowed to live would be in the West End.
Over time, black communities were shuffled to different neighborhoods to make room for city projects. Some of the largest were the Red Bank Expressway, I-71, and 75. Now the conversation centers around the construction of the new FC Cincinnati Stadium in the West End. New projects like this one mean new branding. Communities like OTR are being marketed for their German roots, without acknowledging the decades African Americans called the neighborhood home. Johns Wolf says erasing a group's history has multiple effects.
One of them is breaking up community because you've now told a group of people that their history in this neighborhood doesn't matter, and that you are actually saving the neighborhood from them to go back to that German heritage.
Displacement and affordable housing aren't new conversations for Cincinnati. Experts studying the history of evictions, affordable housing, and displacement see the past as a roadmap for how to move forward. This week, Councilmember Greg Landsman proposed a package of legislation that would require City Council to do more to protect people from evictions. Ambrielle Crutchfield, 91.7 WVXU.